When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Check this out, y'all. The ESPN app, if you don't already have it, you got to get it, download it. It takes 10 seconds. You can listen to us anywhere. The app is so fresh. ESPN app, ESPN2, I mentioned. You can listen on your smart speaker. Say, play ESPN Radio if you have smart speakers. We pop up. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, guys?
What up, baby?
What's happening?
What it do?
Same thing, different day.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know,
Jay Tuesday.
When is Jay going in for his, you got to get up hit or something?
You got the tie on already. Not for the job you have. Got my Dunkin' Donuts coffee this morning. I like it. My man Rich over at a gas station, exit, 48? Passed it along. Bought me some free coffee this morning. Thank you, Rich.
That's all it takes to
truck
get
driver,
Jay.
Driving from Maine to Brooklyn.
Jay looked like the dude in the bank that just started working there and had to get approval to cash $1,000.
Hey, welcome to Wells Fargo, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
Do you see how cheap it is to get Jay to give you a commercial on the air?
Come on, man.
Here's $1.50 for the coffee.
He passed
Jay will
it
give
forward.
You a full commercial.
You know, Jay.
He passed
you
it look, forward.
You do look like that, though. You look like look the like guy at the bank. Mm-hmm. That just got the job and doesn't have the approval to deal with certain transactions.
I have to call in the manager.
Yeah.
Call my manager and bring him over here to get the approval.
Hey, I want to get $500 in cash. Hold on,
sir. That's too large of an amount, Mr. Johnson.
If you go over 400, Jay's got to get approval.
Hey, Max is coming through the private clientele door with his outfit. Yeah, he's coming in the Tesla. Yeah.
Private client door, huh? Hey, how you doing there, Mr. Kellerman? Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Felicia will be right with you.
Felicia. Hey, man, got to start somewhere. Got to start somewhere, baby.
Oh, now that I said that, I have no sense. I'm really looking at you and saying, you really look like the dude, though.
Sorry, I'm working my way up to be a private banker.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed,
I'm working my way up to be a private banker today, baby.
And on top of that, the reason you got the job in the first place is because your dad was on the board
in
the day. He was on the board back in the day, and he knew Phil. And Phil made sure to dial up Vanessa to get the deal done. But you had to start at the bottom. That's what I mean. It's just the.
But
you know,
but it's gonna be. I'm gonna ascend quickly though, Key. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fast.
Since we know Phil, I'm gonna ascend quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hear Key? This is someone
he has it
spent,
all figured
who spent
out.
A lot of times in the power corridors of college football. You see, that's where all that comes from. A lot of time in the power to see how deals get done.
Why my dad got to know Phil, though? Why Phil?
Because,
why that name?
Because Phil and your dad did business together on a real estate transaction.
Yeah, we had an MBE. Phil was smart. He started an MBE. Yeah, minority-owned company with my dad. That's where it all started. I get it. It's all coming together now.
And he also was on several commissions in the state. He also remember a few of the presidents back in the day. He was on their boards and signing off on certain things. And just
you got to play the game, Keith. That's why you got to play the game. You know, I've worked all aspects of the bank. That's why I can own the bank one day.
Phil might own, I don't know if Phil needs to call Vanessa. He might own the bank, actually. Smaller bank, he might own it.
What's wrong with you? You got serious problems. You be coming up with this stuff on the fly, man.
Man, I'm just, that's how it look. I'm just looking and it looks great. There's nothing wrong with it. And you hit Max perfectly. Max is high net worth individual.
High net worth, private clientele,
He comes to the bank with some moccasins on and some Dockers. No socks, tucked in,
hold on.
With a nice hair.
Also, this one,
Bill.
Hold on.
Sir, look, I told you.
Can you insert your card? I don't have my card.
You don't have me in the system? And
the
crazy thing about it is when he comes to the bank, he's got to wait 5 minutes or so. So he has the paper that sits on the desk. He picks it up. He wants to read it because it's the financial paper of some sort. And he's going to sit there, cross his legs, and read it, you know. And when she comes over to help him, he
says,
give
me another minute.
Hey,
I got to finish it up. Yeah.
Yeah, all that. Let me finish it up. Yeah, I'm on a call. He pulls this right here, Jay. I'm on a call right now.
I'm on a call. I'm going to be there.
Speaking of calls,
man, you can't be.
Here's the transition now, Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of calls, the San Francisco 49ers called up Jimmy Garoppolo's number again.
Listen, before we even get to that, let me just say, a lot of news coming out of New York right now, guys. Serena's at the U.S. Open, R.J. Barrett's deal, Aaron Judge, it's his 50th. But Key, of course, is right. We got to start with Jimmy G. By the way, you could be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation. We have a whole nation. On the Dr. Pepper call-in line, call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, Jimmy G is staying in San Francisco, agrees at the 11th hour, it seems, to restructure a one-year contract. Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider on Canty and Carlin, broke it down.
Essentially, a situation where they gave Jimmy Garoppolo a restructured one-year deal that basically assures that he's in San Francisco this season. It includes a no-trade clause. It includes a no-franchise clause. So they cannot trade him. They cannot keep him. They've reworked the contract, essentially dramatically lowering the guaranteed money that was due to him. Now he will stay there as the number two in San Francisco. And it will be a situation where he will be the number two quarterback behind Trey Lance under a rework contract that frees cap room for the 49ers.
Pretty good quarterback room, if you ask me. Is this an indictment at all, Key, on Trey Lance?
I don't think so. I think what it is a hefty insurance policy. If you remember a week ago, we had Dan Graziani on with us, and I talked about they should do this. This is exactly what they should do, is they should restructure his deal, get underneath that salary cap, give him some small guaranteed money, and then put some incentives in there to push him back up to close to the number that he could have potentially had gotten had he been made the 53-man roster, because the $20-plus million was not guaranteed. He now gets a little bit of guaranteed money. The market wasn't there for him at all in terms of what the value should have been for Jimmy Garoppolo. His injury, I think, played a huge part in that, because they had to wait to the end of the summer to try to get anything done. There was nothing happening in the spring because of the shoulder. And now he's in a perfect situation because there's a large chance that Trey Lance is going to miss some games. It's just the NFL. Starting quarterbacks in the NFL rarely go wire to wire from week 1 to week 18. And so this is an opportunity for Jimmy Garoppolo. The great thing about it, though, fellas, is there's includes no trade clause and no tag clause. So if he balls out, what if he takes them to the Super Bowl and he plays 10 games and they go to the Super Bowl? Now what do you do if you're the 49ers?
That's what I was saying, Key. I think it's a win-win for Jimmy G, right? Granted, he came down to $6.5 million guarantee. He can get $10 million in incentives, but has some time to work off that surgery, right? Continue to get healthy. And let's be realistic about this. This is a San Francisco 49ers team that is ready and built to win games now, right? So look at these first two games, at Bears, Seahawks at home. Then you go to Broncos at home versus the Rams. If Trey Lance starts off rocky those first two games, you could see Jimmy G being inserted into that lineup and have a chance to lead this team.
I don't know if they can lose to the Bears or Seahawks first.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, look, Jimmy Garoppolo is staying in San Francisco after agreeing to restructure a one-year contract. We're going to be talking about that throughout the show. How would another Grand Slam title change your perception, would it, of Serena Williams at this point? And could anyone ever be the next Serena Williams?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Wait until you hear what one of our insiders says about a two-time All-Star looking for a Supermax. You guys already have a Supermax. Here I am. Huh? No good?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
So here's the thing, guys. I get why they wanted to move on from Jimmy G in San Francisco, because you don't need his shadow hanging over Trey Lance. You don't keep Alex Smith. It's Mahomes' team. See you later, Alex Smith, right? But I got to tell you, man, it's a little different than Alex Smith for me, because Jimmy G, last two seasons he was healthy, when you can look at it all, one pass away from winning the Super Bowl, one interception away from getting back in the two, like, he, it's a little extra. So to me, I'd have always kept Jimmy G. And so now that's what they're doing. I like it for them, but something tells me that he is not going to be a 49er all season. Somewhere along the way, someone in the NFL is going to get injured on a good team, and Jimmy G on a very reasonable contract is going to be available, and he'll waive his no trade.
But Key, in order for that to happen, he has to sign off on who that team is. But the contract does make him more affordable, right? Like that $6.5 million guaranteed. Like, you can take a survey of the landscape of the league as the season goes on while having probably the best serviceable backup quarterback in the NFL right now.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He'll be at San Francisco from the beginning to the end. You know, $6.5 million is peanuts in terms of backup quarterback, high-level backup quarterback in the National Football League, which he is now probably the top two behind, I would say, Teddy Bridgewater, or him or Teddy as the backup quarterbacks, if you want to call it that, in the National Football League. One of the things that was great about watching this go down is there was no team out there willing to give Jimmy Garoppolo enough money to make a trade. And what I mean by that is his agent and himself made a decision that, okay, this is better for us to stay in San Francisco than be released, because where am I going to go? Who's going to pay me? You know, Cleveland, what is Cleveland going to give him? $2 million?
Then he loses his starting job anyway eventually.
And then Seattle, what's going to happen in Seattle? Does it really make sense? But I wouldn't think – I don't know this for a fact, but I don't think Seattle feels like Jimmy Garoppolo is an upgrade than Geno Smith. Because if that was the case, just look at what they did – in the offseason, in the quarterback room.
Is this a bad look for Jimmy G? Is it a bad look for Jimmy G, Key? Considering where he was?
No.
I'm just saying, considering where
he was
a year ago.
It's the shoulder
injury,
though, guys.
The shoulder injury now.
The shoulder injury came at a bad time for him, because I'm sure teams want to know, hey, can he still throw the ball, right?
Yeah, I'm just saying, where you were a year ago, now all of a sudden to a guy that was drafted, you're behind him, you restructure your deal. It just seems like aesthetically, it doesn't seem like a perfect situation. So
anything happens to Matt Ryan, Jimmy G might mess around with the Super Bowl with the Colts. Like, this is what I'm saying. You don't know.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
She's not retiring. She's going into the next evolution of her life. I mean, this is a lady that turned pro in 1996. She was like 13 years old.
She has impacted tennis on the court, off the court. She's taken tennis off the sports pages into pop culture. I could go on and on at the impact she's had.
Watching her career evolve to where it is today is just remarkable.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Guys, just trust me. You want to make your life better? Listen to Key J and Max on the ESPN app. Oh, it's so easy. Portable. Guys, Serena Williams, like, I think about, like, GOAT conversations, right? And usually it's like a debate between this one and that one, right? Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. You could talk about, you know, any sport. Michael Jordan, but now a lot of people like LeBron James. And even before that, a lot of Bill Russell, right, or Kareem. Is there a major sport? I don't mean something like, you know, something that's newer and therefore doesn't have the same history and the same number of competitors. Women's MMA, for example, as opposed to women's tennis, which has been organized and structured and played around the world for a long time now. So you have a huge pool of people to choose from. I'm trying to think of any other sport where the GOAT is as undisputed as Serena. Does it exist? Like, she's on a different level, it feels like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think as you're talking, Max. I was trying to think. Probably not. I mean, probably not. But I guess if you're talking about throughout the course of her career, right? Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people would say Tiger Woods in golf, but then it came to a halt for a period, right? And so I think people probably lost that in their minds that he was by far the runaway guy. But this is different. You'll probably never, ever see another individual accomplish what she's been able to accomplish throughout her career in an individual sport like this. I mean, I was watching Coco Gauff yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, I was saying to myself, I wonder if she could ever just take off to a point where Venus and Serena did in their careers early, and then eventually Venus tailed off, Jay, and Serena continued to just flourish and take it to another level.
But then the cultural Gauff stuff, too. Coco Gauff, like, Serena blazed a trail. I mean, Vanessa and also, but Serena blazed a trail. That's different, you know?
Yeah, that trail started with people like Althea Gibson and others that led the way to Arthur Ashe Stadium last night. But it was Key, in the sport of tennis, you know, it gets into this question of Serena Williams, to me, feels more recognizable than Roger Federer.
Oh, right? For sure, like, by
she,
far.
She is the most famous person in her entire sport, men's and women's.
History? I think so.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah.
I no, think I, potentially. Who? When I was a kid, John McEnroe was huge. John McEnroe. Borg. I'm trying to think. Borg. I don't think they were more famous than Serena Ivan Williams Lindo, is now.
Martina Navratilova.
Nope. More famous.
Serena. Serena, yeah, probably the most famous Serena's athlete most, in the history
I'm
of the sport.
I'm trying to think in the sport. I would probably say Serena's the most famous in the sport, followed up by McEnroe.
Yeah, probably. That's probably right.
But you know, Keith, on top of that, like, you know, you draw this parallel to Tiger Woods because how they broke into traditionally white-dominated sports, mm-hmm. right? And there is something to me about when she won the Australian Open 20 weeks pregnant.
That's crazy.
It's like it just puts it into a completely different stratosphere. Watching my wife,
she's like
go
delivering
through her,
babies, beating people on the side.
Pregnancy right now. I'm like, oh my, like, how are you doing that? And just the domination of the fact, and while kind of the business side of it. And I'm just gonna go ahead and say this: there's been challenges for all people, but there is something about becoming this as a woman too, like how women have been suppressed throughout the history of our country. And how key, we've talked about this multiple times on our show, culturally representing where she's from, confidently, wearing braids, bringing that, having brands at the time, push that image in a traditionally, in a sport where, look, you go to country clubs today, you're like, oh, you still have to wear all white. Got to wear this outfit to be accepted. Like, she's broke that mold in so many different ways.
Well, yeah, that's the great thing about her mom and her dad and her sisters. Growing up, they always stayed true to their values and who they were. And on top of that, you know, you talk about blazing the trail. Some of the things that she was able to do, be a part of helping the tour get the same equal pay in tournaments as men. Just all of those sort of things that came along with the rise and the fame of Serena Williams. It wasn't a situation where I'm famous now, I'm going to forget about everybody else. And I'm just going to continue to play tennis, make my money, and be a star. No, that's not the case. The case is that I'm going to make sure that everybody in my sport is treated equally, and I'm going to continue to do that as long as I can. And that's where you separate people like her from others.
And Key, also, it's not just that she is a black woman who did it, right? In a sport that has been predominantly white and also seen as privileged.
Mm-hmm.
But from Compton. She's like she didn't grow up in like a nice place in Orange County or something like that. She came from a place where people are not, you know, not race aside, because there's a huge overlap, obviously, but where you're not used to seeing someone from there dominate the world of professional tennis.
First of all, she grew up on public courses. Public courses, mm-hmm. as you know, living in the city, Max, mm-hmm. and what public courses are.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't grow up in a situation where eventually it became private courses over time, but in the beginning it was public courses. It was anything could have happened, straight bullets, anything when you're out in a public environment growing up, learning how to play tennis in the middle of the night. You know, she didn't grow up in some country club in Florida. So being able to stay focused, being able to understand the bigger goals in life, all of those sort of things come with a lot of pressure. Having been around her and her family, I saw the pressures up close and personal. That, you know, the pressure of being the number one tennis player in the world. I mean, imagine, we're not talking about the number one wide receiver, the number one point guard. We're talking about the number one tennis player in the world. So that means wherever you go and you play tennis, you're the number one guy. I mean, a girl, right? You're the number one cat in this sport. Unlike basketball, football, it's like, okay, yeah, I might be the top point guard, but I might not be the top. Ricky Rubio might be the top point guard in Europe. They may not even be paying attention to me over here. And then all of a sudden, I'm the number one tennis player all over the world. No matter where I go play, they come to see me. And imagine that pressure every single day you have to live with.
All right, we're going to look ahead to next year's quarterback carousel. People also want to talk about the GOAT in sports, because I'm saying Serena is the least disputed GOAT in any major sport.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know how good this ESPN app is? You know you get your boys Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max right on the app. Take it with you. Pop the AirPods in, the headphones on.
So I got
boom, we're right there on the app.
I got to tell you, yesterday I'm at home watching the show and I see what Key says about Tua. This is random. And I see Tyreek Hill respond to Key about Tua.
What did he say?
He just said, you know, this is hating. And I kind of feel like, even though Key's giving his unvarnished truth about Tua, I kind of feel like there's something there. Like, it does feel like he's hating a little bit on Tua to me.
Jay, never take sides against the family again.
What do you mean?
You don't take sides. You're taking Tua's side over Key's?
Oh, I like Tua.
I don't care if Key is dead wrong.
I like Tua.
Or you know how many times you're like dead
Tua.
Wrong, I support
I think Tua's
you.
Gonna be good. It's like even when we got the highlight on our text thread, James Steele, our producer, was like, oh, there we go. An underthrown pass to Tyreek.
I'm
like,
no, I agree. By the way, just so I mean, this is not what we planned on talking about just now. I thought Tua looked pretty good, actually.
I thought he looked good, too.
And I think he might surprise people, but yeah.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, Jay Will. First of all, there is no hate. Okay? So let's clear that up, sir.
Yeah, the hate. Sir.
Second of all, I'm going to the Super Bowl regardless.
I understand.
I'll be there in Arizona regardless if the Miami Dolphins make it or not. I'm going to be at the Super Bowl. And I understand Tyreek Hill and all those sort of things. I'm not hating on no damn two. I don't care. All I know is they tried to replace the man three different times. In 3 years, they've tried to replace him.
Yeah,
so
but
is that
they
my
tried
fault?
To replace him with Deshaun Watson.
Does it matter?
It does matter.
Let me ask. Okay,
they try to.
So now we get ready.
Now we're
gonna get ready to go off the rails.
I'm down to go off the rails. Welcome to our show.
Did the Los Angeles Chargers try to replace Justin Herbert?
That's Justin Herbert.
I'm just asking you a question.
You have to have a Justin Herbert to win a Super Bowl. We sit up here and we talk about Jimmy G.
I'm just asking you a question, Jay.
That's Justin Herbert.
It's a yes or
it's not,
a no.
It don't
You're
work that
very
way.
Smart, Jay.
No, it doesn't work.
Okay,
and
no,
you
the
are
answer
too.
Is no. Get
okay.
on to the next
part. Did the Cincinnati Bengals try to replace
Joe
Burrow?
No. No.
Did the Buffalo Bills try to replace?
No.
Did the Baltimore? That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll see about Baltimore, but
all I'm saying is they obviously have seen something in the past that have made them put their ears up and go, maybe we want to, you know, who knows? They went out and got Teddy Bridgewater.
Wait, Key,
Bridgewater
hold on.
Has eventually but started
Jay,
at every spot. Huh?
Key, hold on 1 second, because now we're getting off into Tua. But what Tyreek
well, no,
was talking about.
No, because Jay brought it
was
up.
Hate.
I brought
wait,
it up.
Wait. Was Tyreek Hill talking about Key is hating on him or on Tua?
So Key's thing was he said yesterday, I'm not sold on Tua, and I know the Miami Dolphins aren't sold on Tua. Right?
Right.
And then the line was, Keyshawn doesn't believe in what's happening in Miami. And then Tyreek Hill responded, I understand hating to a certain degree, but this ain't it.
Okay.
Smiley face.
So, Key, is there any reason? Let's get to the hating part of it, because of course there are good reasons to think Tua might not be it. I also think there are good reasons to think he might be, and I think he's become a little underrated. His chances have become a little underrated, right? But there are always little things, like if you said, like, hey, Max, you have anything about against Steph Curry? Man, you sound like you're hating on him.
Yeah.
Not well. And then if you really dig, I'll be like, well, I was calling him the best player in the world in 2016, and he came up so small in the playoffs and made me look bad, right?
There it is.
So, but like, that's not really what's motivating the hate behavior. But if you dig enough, you can find something. What I'm saying, Key, is if we keep digging,
is there
any reason, even not personal or anything, that you would be hating on Tua? Do you not like his height? Do you just have something against shorter quarterbacks? Like, is there anything?
Do you not like
left-handed quarterbacks? Is there any reason to hate on him for you?
I don't like left-handed quarterbacks, but that ain't got nothing to do with him. Right. I mean, I just don't like the way the ball rotates and spins because I'm used to right-hand quarterbacks. Yeah. I don't see him taking them where they want to be. Where their ultimate goal is at the end of the day, winning the AFC East, making a strong run in the playoffs, I don't know that he's the guy for that. Now, that doesn't mean that he won't be the guy. I just, as we stand right now, he doesn't seem like the guy to me. But that's not hate. But in this world that we live in, and you see the first thing Jay went to was social media, is that as soon as you say something, you don't agree with somebody, the first thing you do is you hate. I don't give a damn.
Right.
I'm going to the Super Bowl regardless.
Steve Young was a left-handed quarterback, and I never heard you say anything, but oh, my God, he was amazing. All right. Keyshawn J. Willis.
Well, I didn't play with him either, though, now.
Is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Key wants a nice stationary quarterback, tall.
6'5".
Going to get him the ball right where Key's running around. He doesn't want to waste that route. He wants the ball right where it's supposed to be.
No, that's not true. You guys are painting a pitch, but I get it. It's all part of it.
That's
but
how I, be. But I
before
be
we move on, I just want to say,
it's not hate, Key.
I don't give a damn.
I understand.
I think it's hate.
It's just what happens is that you don't see him as a long-term viable solution, and Max and I are on the side that we actually see potential there, and we actually both think he's slightly underrated.
Pretty good.
For all I know, he may win every game and they go undefeated like the 72 Dolphins. Yeah. And in the end, I don't give a damn.
Right, you know what'll happen? Key'll sing a different tune because he's just reacting to what he's telling you what he thinks. So if he thinks this, he'll tell you this. And
Mac Jones was great till he wasn't.
Keyshawn J. Willimax is brought to you by Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks.
Real? Who's not?
That's the kind of people I hate, was the last line. Now, apropos of nothing, the quarterback carousel, who could be on the carousel next year? Shannon, are you doing this?
Yes, I am doing this.
I think it's a good thing.
I'm scared to even say anything.
Yeah. The type of people I hate.
Yeah,
what's the first name? What's the first name on
there?
Absolutely. All right, look.
I'm scared to say
let's look at the quarterback carousel next year. Look at some of the names, the quarterbacks involved. Key, I will start with you. Real or not real, Tua will be on the quarterback carousel next offseason. What you got? Real or not real? Next season, after this season, what you got?
I think he's going to be on the quarterback carousel. I do. It's lined up a lot of different ways. These things could happen. We just saw Jimmy Garoppolo re-sign with the San Francisco 49ers, take a reduction. There's a no-trade clause. There also is a no-franchise tag clause. Who came from the San Francisco 49ers? McDaniel, the head coach. You think he has some familiarity with Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's start that rumor right now, Tyreek Hill.
This is not real. I have confidence in Tua. He's 13-8 as a starter. Last year, he didn't have great protection. They had one of the worst rushing attacks in the league. Didn't have a lot of wide receiver options outside of a rookie and Jalen Waddle. I think this team is more complete, and I think he has the accuracy to make them the second best team in the AFC East.
They might be the best team. Who knows by the end of the year. I think Tua is going to be a good quarterback, but I'll say this. I think this is real. Because Tom Brady might be available next year. Like we do, and there may be others. Drew Brees, I think his best comp is Drew Brees. If you look early at their careers, their size, their style, how they were thought of coming out of college, all this kind of stuff. Drew Brees, I'm not saying he's going to be the next Drew Brees. I'm just saying there's a comparison there. Drew Brees went on to greatness, but he was moved first. They made him an offer. They thought he was going to be pretty good, but they drafted his replacement and ultimately let him go. I don't think those two ideas are mutually exclusive, that Tua could have a really good career, but it might not be with Miami. I'm going to say yes to the carousel. Real.
All right, Max, I'm glad you brought up Tom Brady because that's the next quarterback on our list. Key, real or not real, Tom Brady will be on the QB carousel this time next season.
I think he will be on the QB carousel this time next season, but not to another team, to home, to real retirement this time around. I think that this is it for Brady. He'll try to make the most out of it, but I think he ultimately winds up back at home and start his job at another network.
Yeah, I would say not real. I think the way everything went down with Miami and Stephen Ross and what that could potentially look like with Sean Payton, I think it left a weird feeling around the league about Tom Brady moving. I think at the end of the day, Tom Brady will retire as a Buck. So I will say not real.
I'm going to say real. He led the league in everything last year. And by the way, coming off the Super Bowl, he played more football than anyone. First 17-game season, he's 44 years old, led the league in everything, including like attempts, pass attempts. So unless he falls off a cliff, which I do not predict, I'm going to say that unless the Dolphins win the Super Bowl, and the odds are always against that, even if you're good, I'm going to say they're going to look around and be like, that's why Tua might be on the carousel. Hold on, we got Brady and Sean Payton in here with him. We made the playoffs without him. Let's do it. I'm going to say real.
All right, this next one is near and dear to me as a New York Giants fan. Jay, I will start with you on this one. Daniel Jones, will he be on the QB carousel next year? Real or not real? What do you got, Jay?
God, this stresses me out so much. I want to see Daniel Jones win, but I'll probably say real. I think Brian Daboll opens up the playbook for a guy like Daniel Jones. I just don't know at the end of the day, due to the history he's had with the Giants, due to the tenure he's had there, for now going into his fourth year, I don't know if he'll do that much to make you think that he's going to be the quarterback that the team is going to build around moving forward in the future.
Well, quarterback carousel suggests he's going to land with another team. Now, he will certainly
could be
do
as a
that,
backup,
but not as a starter. So I'm going to say yes to carousel, but no if that means he'll start somewhere. I think he will be a backup after this season. But as you said, Jay, I'm rooting for him. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's certainly on the carousel for Daniel Jones next year. Look, only way he keeps that job and he comes back to the New York Giants is he gets them into the playoffs and he shows tremendous upside, like major. Like he's got to go from where he is now to a 90. I don't know that that'll happen because this is an evaluation year for the New York Giants on their roster. He's obviously being evaluated. And on top of that, think about the quarterbacks that potentially could be coming into next year's draft out of college football. I mean, there's a very, very rich quarterback draft, and I know that they got their eye on somebody in this draft.
By the way, Key, we just showed on ESPN2 side-by-side statistic comparison, Mac and Daniel Jones. Not only is Mac Jones better, but the numbers are kind of similar, actually, except QBR, Mac Jones is significantly better, 51 to 42. But Mac Jones is a rookie. Daniel Jones is in his third season last year. Third season, and Mac Jones still comparable, but better. That's what it is.
Yeah, but that's not really a fair comparison. You go in with Bill Belichick versus Joe Judge and all. It's just,
Mac
it's
got
different.
Joe Judge now, too, by the way.
Yeah, and you see how Mac looking. Like macaroni and cheese, that's bad.
All right, we're playing real or not real, looking at some quarterbacks that may be on the QB carousel next season here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Key, I'll start with you on this one. Baker Mayfield, he got the job in Carolina for this season, but will he be on the QB carousel next year? Real or not real? What you got, Key?
Not real. I think he will wind up keeping this job and doing enough to get himself a nice extension and be the quarterback of the future for the Carolina Panthers. You know, Sam Darnold is just, he's snake bitten. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You know, I don't know that he'll ever get a real true opportunity to be a starting quarterback in the National Football League again. That opportunity just went out of the window with the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I agree with Key. I think he'll be with the Panthers next year. Whenever a quarterback can come into this team in July to a quarterback with Sam Darnold that's already had so much familiarity with the scheme, with the OC, with the coaching staff, and win over the locker room the way Baker Mayfield has done, I think this is his team moving forward.
Man, it's real. Baker's pretty good. Like, I think of Baker as a mid-pack starting quarterback. That's good. Like, if you say he's the 15th best point guard in the NBA, you know how good you have to be a mid-level starting point guard because the position's so important? Say, if you're a mid-level starting quarterback, you're good. They got a guy.
All right, let's move on here on Real or Not Real, looking at QBs that may be on the carousel next year. Key, Matt Ryan, he's in Indianapolis now, but will he be on the QB carousel come this time next season?
Not real. He'll be the Indianapolis Colts quarterback until he retires.
Not real. I see Matt Ryan having a strong season. I actually see this team winning the division. And I think it's another year in his deal following the season. Look, he is the answer for the Colts. He is everything that last year Carson Wentz was not.
I think it might be real. And let me tell you why. I see what you guys are saying about Matt Ryan. I have a good feeling about it too. But I can't get my mind around the fact that they got him for a third-round pick. And I know they wanted to do right by him and blah, 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 blah. The league is quarterback needy enough that if the evaluators really still felt like he had it through the course of a whole season and be ready for the playoffs and everything, I think he goes for more than a third-round pick. So that tips
me
off.
No, but see, Max, they gave him the Indianapolis Colts for a reason. They wanted to put him – they could have got more for him, but they and him wanted to be in a situation – where he can be successful. That's what Arthur Blank and the Atlanta Falcons made.
What do you think they could have gotten for him, Key? What do you think they could have gotten for him?
They could have got a second-round pick for him. They could have got a second.
Even
for sure.
That, man, is not enough. If you're still...
Well, they could have got a two and something else, but they could have gotten more.
I mean, like, look, if this was Matt Ryan 5 years ago, you're getting multiple ones. So what I'm saying is there's a perception that he is not the same Matt Ryan.
No, that's not true, Max. They did a deal with Indy because they wanted to put him in a win-win situation. They didn't want to just cast him off to some bad team.
I hope you're right. I think that if you are right, the Colts are alive to win the whole thing.
I am right.
Yes.
All right, we got a couple more quarterbacks here on our looking ahead to the QB carousel for next season. Keyshawn, Ryan Tannehill, is he looking over his shoulder right now? Malik Willis playing well in the preseason. Real or not real, Ryan Tannehill on the QB carousel come this time next season.
I think he will be on the QB carousel because I think much like Jay said, they're going to win the division. I think Indianapolis wins the division. Tennessee doesn't look like the Tennessee of the last several years, and they move on from him because of salary cap numbers, and they also drafted Malik Willis that they feel like could be the heir apparent to Ryan Tannehill.
Key, I'm with you on this one, the salary cap numbers for Ryan Tannehill. And at the end of the day, when you look at Ryan Tannehill, I think he's a serviceable quarterback, but he's not a quarterback that gets you over the hump with the talent that they have, especially when you think about Derrick Henry, not wasting the years you have with an elite running back like that. Ryan Tannehill is serviceable, but he's not that quarterback that gets you to the next level.
He'll be on the carousel because if you're Ryan Tannehill, Ryan Tannehill's pretty good.
Yeah.
But if you're at that level, boy, when the playoffs come around, if your team is ready, you can't choke. You have to at least stay on your normal level, if not elevate it. Dude choked. Like, there's no other way to say it. He wasn't good. And so he has one more shot, and he's got to be lights out in the playoffs. If he doesn't do that, he's gone. And my prediction is, I hate to say it, but he won't, and he'll be gone.
All right, the last quarterback that we'll look at, looking at the QB carousel for next season, Keyshawn, Lamar Jackson. Will Lamar be on the QB carousel come this time next season?
No, Lamar going to be looking for Jay Will in the bank this time next season.
Jay doesn't have the clearance, Key.
The question is
got to go get Vanessa.
How to continue to cash in with the Baltimore Ravens. I just know there's about 9 days to the start of the season, something like that. They got to get this deal done. So they got to get it done. They have to get it done.
Does he play if they don't get the deal done, Key?
He better not play.
He's going to play.
I will personally go and kidnap him and let everybody know we're streaming. He'll be in my basement tied up.
Brother, I feel the same way. I wouldn't let him play, but obviously he marches to the beat of his own drum. And the value keeps going up. And as much as we sit here on the outside looking in, critiquing his moves, he's earned himself an extra $50-60 million.
I'm done
when it's
giving
all
him
said and done. I'm taking myself out of it.
Yeah, same. I'm done. I've been saying, done giving him advice because if he'd have listened to me, he'd get $100 million less than he's going to wind up getting. Hey, by the way.
Wait, hold on, Key. How much do you think he gets guaranteed?
When?
$250. He's getting $250.
Now or next year?
Guaranteed?
He's going to get guaranteed 250.
You talking about now or next year?
Whenever.
He'll probably wind up getting close to what Deshaun got.
Like right around. Do you accept anything below? Or does it have to meet right there?
You asking me.
I know, you on one over. Yeah.
It all depends on how you betting, what you betting on.
Yeah.
If they offering me 220 fully guaranteed, do I want to risk that 220 and parlay it to get 240? Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Look.
No.
Keyshawn,
no,
J. Will,
you're a banker. You know the numbers, Jay. Do the math. Break
Keyshawn,
the
J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, we're talking about Lamar Jackson. When Deshaun Watson signed for 230 guaranteed, I'm telling you right now, and the reason he did it is because he was basically a free agent. Like, you had to give up draft picks and all that to get into the negotiation with him. But then he went to the highest bidder. The reason he went to Cleveland is Cleveland said, oh, we'll guarantee you 230. And then the whole league got mags. It's like, come on, you just totally reset the quarterback market. So I'm sure the Ravens are now telling Lamar, but that was different. He was basically a free agent. And Lamar's probably saying, I don't care what the circumstances were. The bottom line is there's a quarterback that just got guaranteed 230 upon signing, right? All of it guaranteed. I think his number is 250. Now, here's the thing. He engaged in a Twitter conversation with someone, Lamar just did, where this guy goes, look at this. He want more. They already offered that, meaning 250 guaranteed. Okay? Lamar popped into this little conversation and said, no, they didn't. It's funny how everyone knows the number's 250.
What? But except Lamar.
I think Lamar does, too, because I think knows. If they would, he's letting them know. Guys, I think that says if they'd offered me 250, this would be done. And I'm telling you right now, he ain't got no open cases, nothing like that. Model citizen, won an MVP. I think the team is poised to win the Super Bowl. He showed this past season he might be the best player on earth if he stays healthy, and he had until last season. I think 250 is in the offing. We shall see. Hall of Fame wide receiver, Keyshawn Johnson. When did this happen? Sees a little Patrick Mahomes and Justin Fields next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.